Chavav in Kedushin continued by the Rosh Hashiva Chavav Chav Dal Ador He Tov Shemem Hey March 17, 1985 on Sunday continued.
The fact is, as the first guy said, that if he's not king, then it would involve an Israel historian indicates that the blessing is only due to him because he managed. But suppose he tried to return the door and didn't punish the turn, so then he wouldn't have the blessing. He wouldn't have the blessing. So Mele, since the blessing is given for the actual return and not for the intention, so it involves the Israel from his body. If it hadn't been conflict, Mashiach came the second. The second washing case was holds the just as a thank you is due to a Malbe, even if the Malbe does not grant a loan to the leader, as long as he intended, he had a Machshavah payback to grant him a loan, he tried. So here too, even if he wouldn't return the pillow, as long as he had an intention to return the pillow, so a blessing is due to him. Some Mele, there is no raya from the Rachma. And the raya is from Chot Yezot. And I think that the Pshat Teisves is a little deeper. You know what Teisves says in the first direct, that the raya that he's came is because if he wouldn't be came, so then it will involve himself in his mind. And if he's came, he's not, he does not involve himself in his mind. Because if he is came, why money? So if he is Kenya, so then he doesn't involve himself in his life. Why doesn't he know in his life? But the fact is that he's letting him use the pig keep the debt for an extra night, for the duration of the night, without security. So it's like he's spending the law for one night longer, you see. Isn't that what he's going? Suppose he would give him money, he would give him a dollar for letting him cheat the money, the chay, for another night without a job. Then it would involve himself in this moment. So here, the answer is, because if he's came, so then when the Malve returns the pillow to the Rive, so the Rive would be able to use it. So he does a chesed. He does a general section. He does a chesed because he's giving him something that belongs to him always. If he's not king, but he just has a right to keep it as security. So when he returns, you can't say he does a general chesed. He returns something that belongs to him. But if the Malve is king, then he returns to him something that belongs to the Malve. He's giving up something that belongs to him. That's a chesed. Now, whenever you do a chesed, you deserve a thank you, gratitude, even if you don't do it. As long as you have the machshavah of him. As long as you have the machshavah of him. If I try to help you, I work very hard, but I can't help you. Don't I deserve a thank you? Of course I deserve it. But if you do, you pay up your debt. You pay up your debt. So a gentle Malve when he gets paid, will thank the lady. Because the lady doing chesed to the malve, he paid up the debt. The yeshiva chesed, he could take it from the gmir al katre, what kind of a chesed it is. He has a yeshiva yagur. But when you manage to help out the person, even though it's not an ekhav chesed, it is everything. But suppose you try to return the debt in time. Let's say, Shimon borrowed $1,000 from Ruben for a year. And then he wanted to return at the end of the year. But he didn't have the money. So, like, it's not his fault. So, Ruben is not allowed, you know, to hurt him. But he's going up with it to thank him, to come to him. I heard that you tried to return the debts, I want to thank you. If you want to do it, fine. That will be the finish of it. But he's not obligated to thank him. He's not obligated to thank him after all. He did return it. So that depends. If it's an act of chesed, then you have to thank him. It's out the common sense, it's a mental kind. Even if he doesn't do the chesed, as long as he had a machshava teiva to do the chesed. But if it's not the chesed, if it is the little duty of the person to do it, so then if he fulfills the little duty, then it's proper to thank him. Somebody pays you up in debt, so you thank him. But if he doesn't pay up in debt, but he couldn't, alright, so you don't deserve any insult, any admonition, but you don't deserve attention. Just because you couldn't be out there every time. So you deserve attention. Let's say the minute is when Kianim get up from the Bime, to Hanim, so every Jew says he should be out. That is the minute is royal in the course of generations. Even though it's not here to bless. He's not weak to bless. So, but still, he does what is mechuyev, he deserves to thank. But suppose he certainly cannot do it because he has a moon. Will it be advisable for the soil? But he would like to do it. Will it be advisable for the soil to come over to the kingdom and see the care? Because he wanted to do it. But the host told you he can't do it because you have a minute. It's not allowed. I mean, it's really bad. So the clause is as follows. Hakorasteve is also a property. And Hakorasteve is due whenever somebody helps you out. If he pays up his debt that he owes you, he also helps you out. Because suppose he didn't pay you, you wouldn't have the temple. Now that he paid up the $10,000, so you are helped. So you get a certain benefit. You get back the debt. So then, even though it's not left the chesed on the top of the lady, but you still have to be grateful to him. But suppose he doesn't pay out the debt in time. He wanted, but he couldn't. Then you don't have to thank him for the intention. So when we have to thank the person for the intention, and you have to go out of danger, if he had an intention to do an act of chesed, but if somebody had the intention to do his duty, not an act of chesed, and he didn't do it, you don't have to thank him. So that's the pshat. That's the pshat of Jesus. That's the pshat of Jesus. Jesus says, in the first verse, he says, do you really have a king already? So the question arises, and suppose he is king, he's still in his body. Then Sari is, when is there a Nisa? When is there a Nisa of Hibis? When is there a Nisa of Hibis? Now let's say, if you have a certain person who always pays a fee to any person who tries to lend money, even though he doesn't lend money. So then he would be allowed to pay money even when he does that. Because if his derech is to pay a fee for the intention to lend money, so mele, there is no isa ribis. If he gives him that fee when he actually lends the money, because he gives him not for the tech that he's ma'vir zman, but for machshavah teva, the Torah didn't ask her to pay a person for having machshavah teva to lend money. Some Mele Pinsa says as follows. Since the Torah says that the Levi should bless the Malbe, the Torah doesn't say that he's Mechuyah to bless. You are Gechva, in other words, it's the proper thing for the Levi to bless the Malbe. So that means that there is no Yisrael for this Malbe. Why isn't there an Yisrael? Because it's an act of chesed. Returning the mashkin for the night is an act of chesed. How can it be an act of chesed? Only if it's coming to the mouth. So then it's an act of chesed. But if it's not coming to the mouth, he just has a right to keep it the security. So what kind of an act of chesed is it when you return something that belongs to him? When you return something that belongs to you to somebody else, then it's an act of chesed. Some male, but when you return something that belongs to the doni, a kind of make a chesed. It's not the make a chesed. If it's not the make a chesed, some male, the broche is only due, the thank you and the broche is only due because he actually returned. But suppose he would have the intention of returning, so the broche wouldn't be due. Because he's only fulfilling his duty. Why should you thank him? Why should you bless him for doing his duty, for an intention to do his duty? So the fact that the Torah says that a leader should bless him, it's proper for a leader to bless the Malbim, he doesn't involve himself in the Malbim, indicates that this is an act of chesed. So since it's an act of chesed, so the broche is due even without the time, just for the due intention. Some Mele doesn't involve himself in the Torah. Just as it is dosa to thank him all day for lending the debt, the money, because even if he wouldn't lend the money, he would just have the intention to lend the money. He also deserved the thank you. The intention to do chesed. One deserves credit, but for an intention to fulfill duty, he doesn't deserve credit. You don't have to be makatev for a person because he had the intention to do his duty. So then, there's the first part. The second part says that we don't have to resort to the effect of broche, because, in other words, even without the fact that the who you are called, so we can also deduce that he's content, because the fact that the Torah says Ulchoti and Stokho indicates that it's lack of chesed. Why is it lack of chesed? If it's not coming to the Malva, why is it lack of chesed? It's not lack of chesed. So they chose that it is coming from him. No, we have all of the aim of the lashes. We came out and we know we know that one of the brain in the Kaddish and the Lord of the lashes. So why? No, we didn't even learn anymore. Sorry. His catcher is the one of the dwarfs is of course every arm. Ule, or the hold of all the daily good ashes, or shall be seen come a habit bush, or come away, scoil the bin. So the Bible says, if the Kaddish, the man says to the woman, But suppose she takes it and she throws it into the fire, into the yam, then the dushin is good dushin. Her kamal is killed in it. She throws it in the fire. How can you say she did it? So the tell us, only boy come. Only boy shall see him coming out of dushin. So certainly no dushin. Because then it's obvious that she's not interested in becoming the Kodesh. She throws it to him in his face. Since she did take it, she didn't throw it to him back in his face. She took it into her hands and then she threw it into the fire. So then the Kutu is out right of she is malicious. But how could we say that she really wants the Dushin if she throws it in the fire? In other words, she hates him. She doesn't want him to keep it. So how could we say that her intention was to be Mikudeshes? What do Kabbalah Hoche? I could say, Sabre, in the Kilahai Gabre, in the Honey Holy Lord. Maybe her intention is to test him, whether he has a temper or he has no temper. So she wants to test him. By throwing, let's say, the wind into the fire, and it will not become angry, so that will prove to her that he has no temper. But she really wants to be Kodeshes, because if she didn't want to be Kodeshes, instead of accepting it, she should throw it to him, back to him. Why would she accept it and throw it in the fire? I could say that. So come Ashma. No, we don't say that. And the fact, and we say, the fact she threw it in the fire indicates she doesn't want to be Kodeshes. Alright. Rashi. The forces of Kosso Yam become a preliminary rate for Shevelsino Kamei, invoking Shane Robert, have the Dushin in New York, making a high day, Mishnume Gomra, Gomra the kitchen action, with which he shall law. So of course the Nazis is a imuragzam. Pan Rabbonon is catching the mono. Dima Gabi Sela in Kudeshes. Dima Sela Shalom Kudeshes. So he mentions that Abba and Abihu. Why did they have to mention both? Now she is more attached to her father than to his father. It goes without saying. So Tona Abba lay the Achokei Achteresh. So the reason is why it mentions Abba, that if she doesn't say Aminashi Kabu Abba Dabiha, but she just says plainly Abba Dabiha. So in English, even though she told him to give it to the father, and she is very attached to her father, presumably she is very attached to her father, so we still say that she's not English. Inasmuch as she didn't spell it out, Aminas, she kabulovi. So Tana Abu Yidachake Federation, Tana Bicho, Yidachake Satan, the Tim of Bicho, to whom she is presumably not very attached, and maybe she doesn't even like him. He's a future shreyah, so she doesn't like him. So clearly, so then I could say, even if he said that Unas, he should be delicious. But, So Kamashmi on the says Av Nas, even said Av Nas in Kabula Bicho, whom she might not in like, so she knew it. Alright. Is Kachel Mona, maybe plain English. Av Nas in Kabula English. Even in total strength. Utrich. Vi ashino nago bio bicho. Hosha mundichi amra nashi kabu miyam kush. Di som chedai tilai. Sabre agu nishu tusoi. Abu toi loi. Vi ashino mpleini. Hoche mundichi amra tmini tmini lagu kush. Doi mitre le daitel gabe in meisel in matone. Abu abu bo bicho di mitre daitel gabe in matone ya gusnoi. Trich. So in other words, so yes, tell us the ultimate thing. Also, because if the Braise told us, so on Nashi Kabin Abu Dehiho, I would say Abu Dehiho, like Abu, certainly is very close to him. But if Abu Dehiho, no, she's a kid of anyone. So she feels close to him now. So that's why he blesses. But plainly has no relationship with it. So maybe she's not with blesses. Yes, you know, plainly. How can we become, as I could say, become plainly, plainly out of bush? Inasmuch as he didn't say on Nas, when it was I think about it, it's not close at all. It's not on Abu 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 there is a relationship. In the dietary gabe, in Matoni, I written a lay, and she wants to drink delicious even without on us. It's real. English, gosh, the question is, why is it different in terminal plane? He has also said plane plane. Because what? There are some newcomers, they as she said, terminal plane in the Kaddishan of God. So Melee, she is in Kodesh, she is in Olev. Because the plane, she tells him she wants to be in Kodesh, if he will give the Kesef to the plane. But here, he said, scotching. She didn't say that she wants to be Kodesh. What did he say? Give it to the plane. In other words, give the plane. I'm not interested in you. So, the horse me come and call it Abo. Come, Shati, boy, claim a thing with Sarah Helen. I'm not interested in being your wife. With Yaho, KK Adoration, Yaho Gabriel Pio, we come from the kitchen after. KK and Safe, Dampen Kudeshes, Yaho Gab, we come and Shalom. Somehow, you are Mr. Hussein, and the Kabbalah have a shluch on the cat. Fine. Now the cases. Normally, Abu will be quite in the flesh. You take now a minimum meal, 10 minutes of eating the Kaddish and the Wash. Flesh. As Kashi. The same parents. You should not have done it. The horse on she is still in the wall, eaten the dinner, the title of his Kaddish. Abu Hokhe, she won a lot. Abu Hokhe, she won a lot. Please, catch him, he will. No, Because Prani has no relationship with her altogether. So why would you have to, for the vice have to mention of Vicho? Is Vito never honest with us at Shemini Shema in Yochashita? You know, Kaname, if the vice had mentioned just name Abu and Prani, in the Kodeshes, and I'm not sure Kabu Abu and Prani, in Kodeshes, so it would be enough. So I would know of Vicho's. But keep the return of Vicho with Christ or Chul. But it doesn't matter since he had to mention the Chalapach HaSabba, so he mentions of Vicho. It's not just one more word. So, in Amei Yishrema, the Chalapach HaTonah of Vicho Plenty, because if he had just mentioned the name of Yahabo, or namely, Abu Plini, Lokatan of Yukhuni, Starbite, who have the Kodeshes, Fake Shomrom, Nail Plini, Mishomrom, Nail of Yukh, the Sokhadai Fake Shihavia Plain. Because of Yukh, you could say, sometimes, you know, she feels a resentment towards her father, towards her future father. So you could say, Plini, yes, and of Yichonat, so Kamashmon, that not only Plain, yes, on Nashikabon, but even of Yichon, also in the Deshis on Nashikabon. All right, now, I don't want to stop next week yet, because the next week we have to go over the Ramban and Hashbo, you know, about Torah, very long Ramban and Hashbo. So, that's for tomorrow. So, tomorrow, you have to be ready, and all the Mishayim, Ramban, Hasbore, for up to the moral boy of Shimna Wash. Okay. What is that?
Chav Zayin Kedushin Velo Shishiv Chav Hei Adrei Tov Shimim Hei March 18th,
1985, I'm on the Kedushin. And she says, Neil Gabisala to put it on the lock and stone. In the Kodeshes. In Hoyo Sela Shalom in the Kodeshes. So Rashi explains it. Why is in Hoyo Sela Shalom in the Kodeshes? Shechatzim Shalodo in Kenyo. Kenyo. Vareyu Kenyo Shem Kablot. So then it's a chotzer. Boy Rabbi, Sela Shal Shnei Ma'a, Shem Kodesh Ma'a. So this is raising the question that is actually called the Rashi's Pshat. The reason is why by Sela Shal Kodesh is because it's a Chotzer, a Chotzer from Yad Shaboe, so how can Rabbi be raising a Ba'e, Sela Shal Shnei? Maybe she's also in Kodesh, but she's more than the precious and robust. The Chosar Shal Shnei Shutrim is not Kenya to either Shutrim. So this says that the reason is why Chosar Shalom is Sela Shalom is in the Geshev. It's not because it's a Chot, but if it's Sela Shalom, so then we assume that it's some Chadayte. Maybe, you know, as a buyer, maybe there is such a presumption in the case of Sela Shal Shnei too, or only Sela Shalom there is some kadai. But Sela Shal Shnei is not some kadai. Now, the Ramban gives a talent in this discussion. And this discussion is such. And the Ramban says that even though, according to Rashi, so the reason is why the Sela Shalom should be delicious, because it's Chotzer. So how does Rabbi have his subject maybe shalosh shneim too, but there's enormous question in the Basrei that chosh shneim shukim is not kene. The answer is, if it is shalosh shneim, so maybe he wants to be kadisha. So in other words, so maybe there is an intellect, there is a presumption that he intends to be mashu his chayot in the Salah Tuhar. Then it will not be Salah Shal Shutri, it will be her chotzeah completely, or there is no such thing. This is what Rambam says to explain Rashi. Now what's his thesis? In the Yisrael Shalom Kodeshes, appears to confess the Chatzir Kenyon. Knowing here, in Kenyon, my boy, Yisrael Shoshneh, now, she did the Kenyon. Kenyon Yuchat Shoshneh, Yamun Kedetamir Chasimah, Omar Abdana Chasim Shoshneh, Shoshneh, Kenyon Zemzeh, the Mechal in the Mid, this Mechal of the Mid is a Chasim Shoshneh, Abu Mechal Akhataloy, because then it's not, if he's made himself a position of Kiyar, and the coupe is exclusively the property of the Kiyar, except that the coupe stands and calque that is owned by both. So then it's considered like the shoes of the Kiyar. Because the meaning of Chotza means the shoes. The shoes. That's why we say Chotzer Tanyar is Chabot. As Rashi comes out in Mitzia, she knows, because Yad really means Rishus, Vanika has out say, Miyode, Yayode, Avodir Lakhake, then it's not the exclusive Rishus of Rekia. Look, nearly 40 years had time in Tol Mekin Hatzia. Avot Shasawa Shalom Somchadai, Vishim Shalom Somchadai, Boy, Kishasawa Shalom Shneyen, Vishom Chadai Tol Mekin. Hey, he's catching the kicker. And she says, Nail the Kelet. Ain't no Kodeshes. We were Kelet Shalom the Kodeshes. Kelet Shalom the Kodeshes. Boy, I have more. Kelet Mozart. I know it's going to bite her. And she says, give the kicker. Give the kicker to the carrot. So he will be satisfied. He won't bite him. So what do we say? By the ability to mark an action in a Congo mark for an action. Inasmuch as he is interested in doing the carriage. And he says it to her. And she says, due to the Keller, so maybe the presumption is that because of that anger she gets from him, that he saves her from the Keller's bite, so maybe she is willing to mark herself to it. Or if you know, what's wrong with it? With Isaac, even the highest absolute. Not that I want to be your wife. After all, I only told you what he unqueered with the Raisi to do, to save me. Take. He's catching another hour. He's catching the kicker. Tomato the only. Ain't the Kodeshes. After the only has some come. My time is humble. The Echen Mikhail the Amro. Hoche Mikhail is Mikhail the Ak. Just as I'm a queer to be the only, you're also a queer. So we are just as obligated to support your own desire. Some melee. Some melee. It doesn't mean that she agreed to be malicious to you. She just told him, listen, you have to do something. It's your obligation. You have to learn. So again, that Abaye was not evil. Now, all the Rishonim failed to raise the question here in the case of Neuroni, in the case of Neymar Gabisela, in the case of Neuroni Keller. So it should be Mugadeshes. We said Allah Havar. Tell me, pray me. Where's Kaddish anyway? So here, Roni is the prayer. And the other case is he should also be Dawah Havar. So there are several tools emerging. Many of the shame give the Tarets, the thing of Hanami. If, let's say, she will say to him, Tei, Chichi Aruyoni, this Kaddish Anilok. And then he will give the Chichi Aruyoni, so we'll be Kodesh. But here, and the same thing is true, if she will say, Hanach, Mune al Gabisela, Veskarishan Lord, and he will put it down on the Selah, she'll be blessed. And the same thing will be true if she will say to him, Tain, Kikia, Rikalev, Veskarishan Lord, and she'll give it to Rikalev. So she'll be delicious. But here she didn't say this Kaddish Anilok. He initiated the whole thing. And he said, it's Kachel Yudhika. And she answered, Neil Yoni, or Neil Yikalev, or Hanak, Neil Gamisela, some melee. We say her intention was not in the Kaddish. She just told him what he should do. Not that she should be Kaddish. That's one practice given by Sinashim, which is a very simple practice. Now, according to these Rishonim, so the author of Bogart is not limited only to the case of 10 and money of them. Even he says 10 money al Gabi Sela or we kill it where there is no Gabi who is Zeyche. So we also apply the Aloche of God. There are some which he will say. We've seen Rabban, Ashkoa, and they all mention the different tabuts. Then there are some Rishonim who say that these are the only Inokana. So if she would say, then Chikia will only be Skadishan law, and he'll give the Chikia to the only, so then it will manage to be like 10 money will be the Skadishan law. So you substitute only for play, but in respect to 10 scattering monarch name of Gabi Sela. So in that case, some Rishonim say, even if she will initiate it, and she will say, Hanach, money of Gabi Sela, the scattering monarch, and he'll put the money on the rock, the stone, she will still not be precious. Why? Because when she says 10 money playing with Kaddish and Law, then it's irretrievable. Once she gives it to the playing, She cannot take it away from the flame. She cannot take it away from the flame. The flame will not do it to her. So, but Mashiach, when she says, "Hanach Monel Gam Selavas Hanishan Law," so she can. It's not the retrieval. She can pick it up from the self. So Mele, there is no aloha about it. In other words, in order to apply the aloha of Goed, he has to put the money, to deposit the money in such a way that it's irrefutable. Let's say, in Gabi Alves Mamesh, the same thing is true. Let's say, if, let's say, Ruben would say to Shimon, 10 money, how vague money will be, then the sky on your, I'll be the surety, I'll be guarantor, I'll be responsible. So then, he is responsible. So, Ruben is responsible for the debt that Levi owes to Shimon. Or, even if Reuben will say to Shimon, Zreit Monel Yam Veschayel, and he throws it away into the Yam, till it's beautiful, he can't pick it up from the Yam. So then, he will be responsible. In other words, in order to apply our local water, the Malvi doesn't have to give it to Gabriel Basley. As long as he disposes of the money in such a way in accordance with the Orev's directive in an irretrievable way, so is not good. Mashiach came, if Ruben would say to Shimon, Hanach Mona or Abisela, the Skyrim, then it's not true. Because it's not the truth, it's the truth. The same thing is true with Abu Bush. So, even if the Isha will say to the man, Hanach Mona, Tain Mona, Al Gabi Sela, and the Scottish general of Matthew Lesh. If you say, Sreik Unuriyam, the Scottish general, she is with Lesh. Because it's still true. But if she says, Ehanach, Tei, Emono, Al-Gamisela, the Scottish general, he's in with Lesh. Then they turn it out. The Aloha, according to this direct, the Aloha of Orev is not limited to Sine, to Ibar Spin. Even to see the case of Sreit Yam, the Skyrim law, so there is Aloha of Orev. But then, some will show you another direct. That the whole Aloha of Orev is only Shayek when the Maove gives the money to Ibar Spin. But if he doesn't give it to Basti, even a Gavra, but I'll tell you, Hashem in the Kotel, who is not a Basti, so then there will be no Chiyum above the Chiyum. And we mentioned Yoshalme to the Hefer. Alright, these are the rules. Now, let's turn to the Rambam. Shalom of the Shes, Pierce Rashes out, Shahatsevi Shalom of the Kingdom. Und mal, die Woche, heute wurde Rabbi des Hauses geschrieben, mal. Die ich mit ihm schicke, dieses Gast, schon im Konto, schien als Schüttung gegen Mekka, selben Karl, der Hauses geschrieben, wie die sich gepostet haben, nach Hasbro, schien ich Konto, wo, im Vorigen durch den, über Wasser, nach Bedauern und Bez, an mich als Finger, wie tun die Trutze geholfen. Es mir am Minuten, da ich wohl in der Verschlossung, dreht sie in die Duschen, wie ich die Kapuain, wie ich die Kapuain komme, gegen die Israel. Chil Bechotze, wie ich nahm nach Frühjahren, doch in der Hotze durch Schalom, ich kann mich nicht tun. Und ich dumme, wie ich es dann mal rei, und ich habe die Worte mal rei, gegen die Israel, Chotze, Knie, wo hat sie noch auf. I'm not interested in being blessed. So in other words, according to Rashi, Salish Hashneyer, maybe the reason is that it is the intention of the Baal to be mashing his chilek in the cellar to her. So then it's not a potential shooting anymore.
The position of the money. First it was, in the very outset, it was in his pocket, now it's on his own. But he did not dispose of it yet. So maybe there is no aloha boy. Our boy married, she mongoli hashtag monizumi yam, this Kadishan law, his art and goodashes. Because then he disposes, he is irrecuperable. Because they are irretrievable. Reishi Yisrael Yitzchak Elav, in the first one, in the other one, in Name Lav Dachki, in Piski Hachna Tzapati, at the tenor of Yisrael Yitzchak Elav, Eilem Gresh. Eilem Gresh. Yitzchak Elav, Avod Yerushalayim, now he mentions the Yerushalayim. In other words, the Yerushalmi explains Habila in the Yerushalmi, we discussed it, explains Allah al-Bareh on the basis of the double transaction. In other words, what is Allah al-Bareh? Woman says to Shimon, you lend Hamra Zeus to whom to lend it, and Allah responds, so is Nahulim. So it's not just Allah. There's a question of Bore that if somebody gets a loan, our people of the Bore is considered as the Bore by Bore. No, it's a double transaction because since the Gubain wants Levi to get the $100 loan, so when Gubain says to Shimon, you give the $100 to Levi and I'll be responsible. So actually he's saying to him, I want Levi to be my Shiach, to be Zeich and the 100 Jews for me, and then since he has it in his yard, let him be Zeich from me. Let him be Zeich for himself from me. From me, so it's a double transaction. This is how Yerushalmi explained in the law, and the same thing is true by the Yishe. In other words, if the Yishe says to the Baal, 10 women play me this Kamish and the law, so she said two things. 10 women play me, and he agrees. So that means when he gives the playing, the implicit intention of the Baal of the Mahadish is that the Pliny should be her Shiach to be Zeicher for her, and then the Pliny should be Zeicher from her. Now I mentioned Tanya that the Asameach says that this Yerushalmi is chilek in our Gemara. Our Gemara is chilek in Yerushalmi. Why? Because our Gemara in Gur Basra says that when we say by Yored, we read it from Yored Chilek. But first he has to try his remedies and he has to try to collect from the Rebbe. Either if it doesn't have, he can collect from the Rebbe. Then he has a right to go to the Oreb and collect. So that means in the case of Oreb. In the case of Oreb, so the Oreb is not primarily liable to him. You know, he's only secondarily liable. But who is primarily obligated to pay? The Oreb himself. But he knows. Agor in Nosan doesn't lie. Suppose Reuven says to Shimon, I want Levi to get $100 loan from you. You know what? I am very friendly with Levi, so you give me the $100. So Shimon gives Reuven the $100, and Levi is standing in the same room. Then once he gets it from Shimon, he turns over, hands over the 100 tools to Levi. It's Nosan Yad. So in that case, there are two relationships. One relationship is, one transaction is between Reuven and Shimon. Shimon lent the 100 tools to Levi. And then there is another relationship, another transaction between suffering of the labor. So in that case, he has to collect, he has to pay the debt at the very outset to from the labor. Not from labor. So according to the Yerushalmi, so every case of Borek should be a case of Nosriyat. And the Gemara says that in the ordinary case of art, so he cannot collect from the Oreb at the very outset. But first he must try to collect from the railway. And then he can try to collect from the Oreb. Except in the case of Nosriyad, in the comment of Shalmet. So every case of Arves is in effect a case of Nosriyad. But that's no kashis, because it's not Mamash Nosriyad. In the case of Nosriyad, so in that case, so where he doesn't say to Levi, and he doesn't say to Shimon, who doesn't say to Shimon, I want Levi to get a loan of $100 from me. But he just borrows from Shimon, and then he lends it to Levi. So then there is no relationship established between Levi and Shimon. No relationship. He's not involved going off it, of Shimon Levi. He doesn't get anything from him. He gave a loan to Ruben, and Ruben gave him a loan. So it's a double transaction. But Shemitah here, since it was initiated by Ruben telling Shimon, you give Levi and I'll be responsible. And then Shimon gave the 100 Jews to Ruben, and immediately Ruben handed over to Levi. So then the presumption is that while he wants to be liable, but he doesn't want to be primarily liable. He wants to be only secondarily liable. So there is no right. Alright. Anyway, I'll be Roshan. After the team on the team is Kashanor, Pir Shun Shun Zeichel Yisho, the Chidam Zeichel Atzme, and by all this money, she is a Simaloch, it's a double transaction. Yasyal Yimor, so the Ramban says that our Yimor is held in Yosha, and Yosha. Yisham Amor, then the Yosha says, Shimo Yochai, Shemu Yisfus, English, ובכן נראה לי לפנבוע אלון שכל זמן שהם יחוש חרש אם הלא הייתי יוכל אז הם יוצאים גם הכי יחיל אז הם כן עדים לאורף אם הוא מלא הלביר לכל חרש שיכולים עלי תום ממנו מייסחו שאלו כאן עלו תלום ללמוד לי אם יוכל יוצאים ממנו בעצמי חיים מקודשת שאלו תלום מה שיוצאים החרש המולה תאגור סיכי so the Ramban shitty is that while the din of the Yerushalmi is correct according to our number two, but love me time may be Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi also says that only 10 men will play me this kind of English, because the playing is about three. So maybe it's considered like a double transaction. That first the plane should be the shliach of the Baal, the Baal to be zeche, I'm sorry, shliach of the ish, to be zeche for the ish, and then the plane should be zeche from the ish for himself, because of the double transaction. Yerushalmi says, since the din of Orev is based upon a double transaction intention. So Mele, if you'll say, if Yisha will say, Ten Mone Lecherash, and ask Kaddish and Allah, so she's not in Yisha, because there we cannot say a double transaction. But according to our Mele, the deen would be so, but for a different reason. Not because the whole Allah of harvest is based upon double transaction intent. No, because the whole Aloha Tavis is only Shayach when the Gagra Basri gets it. So that's the Aloha. When the Gagra Basri gets it out peak, it's considered a Sifika. But if there is no Gagra Basri who gets it, then it's not considered as if she got it. So the Ramban says that our Lord is held on Yosha. Now, let's turn to Rashba.
Aber wir haben uns halt noch in Gedächtnis,
But there is no gabon asriye, so then there is no Allah habara. So if you mention, you can show you kibon, then you can use this kind of machas and oil, you might go in there. You learn in Arab, and now you can use this asriye, how the boar, which all the silent, how the element of asriye is how they live it. You show more than one of the things coming, or how the government of Kaiser is going, no matter what you do, to come up with the relation with it. Please, I'm aware of all the things. Even more, I would some cover in the incoming now. Rahine, the Kelly, Rosakhel, in the churches, Mahan, the Moshe, she knows I'm telling you more, I would tell you something more. I'm sorry, she will show me the order of the people in Mamma, she will tell me, he had no ass. Mule, we made up this character of the national Hosham in Kadesh, he could show me with my son and also she will show it.
I see, as you're saying in the Ramban, the Ran in the name of the Ramban says Zrok Man Al Yam would be Mikudeshes, and he equates the Ramban and the Ritva. That Zrok Man Al Yam, you don't need a Bardas. In the, he said quotes the Ramban, but I don't see it.
The Ramban says.
No, I don't see. I don't see that the Ramban says. The Rashba says the opposite.
Yes.
Zrok Man Al Yam is no good because it's not a Bardas.
But the Ramban at the end also.
Yeah, so the Ran in the name of the Ramban.
So, but today, the Ram just mentions the first portion of the Ram.
Oh,
the first portion.
Not his own shit.
Not a final. Bye-bye. Now, where is the Ramban? Says explicitly that our war is greater than your own. Even though according to our memory the deen is true, but one more time in Yerushalayim. The Hashem doesn't say it, and the Hashem is mashma that there is no machlekes between the Bible and Yerushalayim. And the reason is why Yerushalayim is malicious is because there is a double transaction. A double transaction. In other words, first, when he gives it to the Oni, so he wants the Oni to be safe for him, Zochi, Ophiuchas, for him, and then he still has it in his hand to be safe for him. He's only for himself, the Oni should be safe for himself. So the Ramban says, the Tao of Mori is Chilik and Yoshom is Tao. But the Rashba doesn't say it. It's not a fact. He's Hasuk is Eich. So he explained Yoshom, it's Mashma, that it's not in conflict with Tao of Mori. All right. Ha'ud Avre, Da'alikom Azbim, Chumre, Pasch Yesef, necklaces. He was selling necklaces. Osa Yitze, a certain woman came over, Omale, Havdechad Shuchet, give me one necklace. Omalo, Yahidulach, Mekach Yisrael. Suppose I give you a necklace. Will you agree to be Mekach Yisrael? Omale, Havdechad Shuchet. Give. So, Omar Afome, Kol Havi Neva Laf Lum. You have read that the Shosa Hamre the Hanusi. You are drinking wine in the store. Asoya Aitze, Omgale, Havi Hatkas, give me one cup of wine. Omalo, Yahidloch, and catch you sleep. Suppose I give you a cup of wine. Would you agree to be gracious to me with a cup of wine? Oh boy, Ashkri Ashkin! Give me to drink, give me to drink! Omar Afkome, call Ashkri Ashkin Laf Lum. Ahu Gabre, Dami Kushodi Tamra Midikle. He was plucking dates from the palm tree. Asoya Yitze. And he stood on the ground beneath the palm tree. Omalo, Omaloi, suddenly tart, dropped down 2 days. Omalo, in Shabiloch, and Tatis. Now, there is a more teach of the Tamre, is the Kodeshis, Hashion, said the Shabbat put in the Mora. The implication being that in bothering that soil, in any average place, so one tamre was not worth it. Now here, she asked for 2 tamre, so there's no kashi. One tamre was not worth it, except the mother is possibly more. But 2 tamre might be worth it for in any place, so it's no kashi. Omalei, shodanishde, throw me. Omar Avzvi, Kol Shodem Mishtelaflum. Kol Shodem Mishtelaflum. He boiled Hav Ashken Shodema. Suppose she doesn't say Hav Ashken Ashken Shodem. So just once Hav, just once Ashken, just once Shodem. Maybe she didn't do this. Maybe in the case where she repeats it. So we see. She's not interested in Dushan. She's just interested in having the necklace, in having the tamar, in having a cup of wine. Here, do it! Makrinka is very strong. So she's not so eager to have the cup of wine. So maybe it constitutes a consent to become religious. Or not. So, Omar Abdina, there's a machlokes. The Kodeshes. Only when she repeats it. So then, there's an indication that she's not interested in Dushan. She's only interested that she has a tie to that particular object. Machine can say it once. Then, and he said, you should be Kodeshes. So that means that she agreed to be Kodeshes. Some of the axioma, Tadu Malke, Amen Kodesh. Now, so there's a machlekes, it's not really important. But in the pshat, according to Rashi, Tadu Malke is a shwe, because Ramelach Nishba. And according to the Rach, he says that even if it's a crown, it is a very precious thing. And said, have we once? She's still in grace. Yucha said in Kodeshes, even if she said it only once. The Yucha is a royal and Tzrich HaShumim. The Yucha said, Kirableza, who said that the Ches is captured in the morning of the Sardina Rabbi in Kodeshes Yashim. The Yucha said, Kirobiom Rav Nachman, that money income mashkin income mashkin income. Now it is this. Have Ashke the Shoda in Kodesh. In Tina Mgora with the noise and playing in Kodesh. Koshin Kishin Beres Temri Yeshlema Ishana Hoche the Kore Oiso Shigeles Shalom with Teras Dush. Mochi to Nima, Kishimeres, how but I tell you in Kore, come, call Ashke Ashkui, Hanachla to it. So the same thing is in connection with Mashke, in connection with necklace, in connection with date. Why do you tell us? This last name, Mishum Dogorime, Lloyd Mide, the Achille, we see it, the Lloyd Mishom, we call it the Achja, even the crown. Now, the priest says, you have to say, oh, you're a tall chimney. You learn about it sometime. You went over this. Together with the subject, the machlokes between Rabbi and Rabbi. So we don't have to go over it again now. We went over very thoroughly with the priest at that time. Now, the Reichsburg, no, we don't even have to go to the Reichsburg. It's a bit weaker to see it in the Rosh. Paragraph of doubt in the Rosh. I don't mention this there's a Rosh mentioned. I read the Avika Shosach Hamlet of Hamiski. So I need to say, Omgole Havu Hakmase, 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 So I need to. I'm already showing the target. I'm already showing the target. I'm already showing the mission. 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 I'm already showing the The kid will never be the best. The pain of tossing Kishima Rides. Kishima Rides. That's a big Kiddush. That he, at the time of the scene, he said, I have the lashes. And she can fly it. So then the meaning that she agreed to accept it. Because he doesn't need more. So he didn't say it before yesterday. If I give you, will you be blessed for me? So she said, have a because he didn't have English. Mashenke, if the time we see it, he again reiterates, hurry up to bless you with it. And then she quiet and accepted. So that means there is a door. Thank you. der Rajbo mentioned the Shkuzarevich, but the Rajbo is Chiru. And he doesn't mention Rajbo by name. He just says, Vachirin. Now let's go with the Rajbo. Then there is another Shkuzarevich, and the Rajbo mentions. Tadil Maoke, I tell you something about it. Tadil Maoke, Umrish. Pirish, Shmuli, that's Rajbo. So then, the Tadil Maoke, the Rajbo, after you know how to tell him about it, he does a question to him. Aim on the Kadesh. Yes, you mean, you kind of aim on the Kadesh, you should have been poor at Hamlet or something. I will, you want to know what you mean, you call it, the Yahidul of the Kadesh. In other words, because here in the Lore, all the cases mentioned in the Lore, the woman was the one who initiated. In other words, she came over to him and says, give me a necklace. It wasn't the Baal who was the initiated, the whole thing. She initiated. So Melee, since she initiated, and when she initiated, she certainly knew the solution when she said, give me a necklace. So she meant just as a gift, not the television. So even though he said to her in his response, would you do the dishes? And she said, have. So mainly we presume that her have or have is expressive of her first request. And the original request was not, certainly not meant with the Azdush. So the final request equally is not, is presumed not to be the Teresh. Masha'inke, if the Baal will be the initiator, and let's say he'll hold the necklace and he'll say to her, here is a beautiful necklace. And if you agree to give me the dishes, I'll give it to you. And then she'll say, have. And then she'll give the dishes. Then she'll give the dishes. That's then he mentions the Shkisarai. It's two separate chickens. Vahirim omru, in chola rubish, as we see it, yomalo, his kachi, brain, harems and gudesh. Harems and gudesh. In mistabre, the time that he will say, he should be, so he is chil tandakhe. The time that he will say, he should be chil in the new will of Shishai come, he yaivu lo, so the Rajbo is really not only in the Shkisarai, but on the Yeshemrim's Rosh knows. The Yeshemrim say that the whole thing of Rim Kodesh is only Shayach in the case of the Gemara where she was the initiator of the whole thing. He didn't intend to give her a necklace, or a cup of wine, or dates. She initiated. But where he initiates the whole thing, then she is the Kodesh. Since she didn't say no, and she kept quiet, and she even told him, give it to me, so it means the way you said, that's what the Yeshemim said. So the Rajbo is heard. And vis-a-vis the Yeshemim Shite, the Rajbo says that the reason is why in all these cases of Havaf, Shode, and Amin, and Ashkuyashku, is in Kodeshes, is not because she is the initiator. Why would I mean? That's not the reason. The reason is why the Lord in all these cases says that she's not the Kodesh is because he expressed it in the form of request. He requested at the very outset in the form of a request. So Mele, even in case where he will be the initiator, but if he initiates it in the form of a request, not in the form of a statement. If he, let's say, if he doesn't ask her, he goes over to her and he gives her a necklace and he says, Hareyat Mikudeshisim is Sukhazu in this necklace. And she keeps quiet, but he protests not. She lets him give her the necklace, so then she's in relation. Because the fact that she didn't say no, so implies that she didn't say no, the husband will also be there. But if instead of making an affirmative statement, he'll present to her an interrogative statement, a question, will you agree to be Kodeshes with this necklace? And she doesn't say yes. And she says, give me the necklace. I don't think that if she said it loud, wouldn't be different. To give me the necklace, so then she's not Kodeshes. Then we cannot say Shtikidoye. When can we say Shtikidoye if he expresses it in the form of an affirmative statement, or become more male, and she accepts it and doesn't say anything against being gracious, so then she will say she didn't do it. But if he does it by asking her a question, so as long as she doesn't say yes, we cannot say she did it. So in other words, the Rashi is clearly, I'm the Yishemer Rishi. The Yishemer Rishi is the reason that's why the Gemara says Shodri or Ashke or Hav Lafuni is because she the initiator. The Rashi says not because she is the initiator. Even if he will be the initiator. But if he initiates in the form of an interrogative statement, a question, so then we cannot say Shtikikidoy. That's one Rashi. That's in respect to Yeshemish. Why do we come up? Call home and read the last week, the hour. We can tell you, Mishum, how do we come and ask you? The Lord Mishum, how do we come from the car? The Lord Mishum, the Yoma, when he's catching when he has to see it. The Lord Mishum, now he's rejecting the Ravid Shita also. Because the Ravid says, if he says he has to see it, even if she is the initiator, so then she never does it. So he says no. So now he, at first he rejected the Yishemoshi. Now, in the concluding remarks by the Rashba, he's rejecting the Achilimshi, the Rashbashi. The Lord Mishun Lo Yoma Lo Yuskachi Lo, Mishas Nesine. The Lord Yikoma Lo Yayim Lo Ach Kodesh Eskri, Lavu Nengu Lo Yusayt Nosu Lo Stam, El Mishas Nesine Omo Lo Ayat Kodesh Eskri, Vose. So, the Gemara is referencing to such a case. Is, so, Bishas Nesine, Abin was at the stomach, and you was all of them. Vahon Abin Yoma Lo Ochem, Gemara Dehebi. You should be called and called and Kodesh Eskri. So Yoma Abin Gemara Dama Lo Yusayt, Fli Mayo Lo Yemeh. Mayo. In other words, so the Rashbo Yisrael, and the Yishen Yom Shite, and the Achim, the Raibish. Jesus Riyazokeni says the same thing that I did. and less mild. The 11th line. We stop right after the two dots. Dakte shol yom aloi dobo el nosam yodo. Avu yom aloi bishas nisi aria to gudesh sin bazei. Ikiplo vadai hai hopo mia bedu komo ritiu in gudesh. So this is the Azokin agrees in the Shid of the Hayot. And the Rajbo is helped. Bishtar Kizat Kosabway Yala Yo Yala Hes Afopish English of Pote Bitron Kudeshisli Bitron Milesisli Bitron Yuinto Harazin Kudesh. So who buys the star? The Mikadosh, the Baal, Master Gor Azele Bamam, Holdome Haishtor Mishalzmi, Hosombecha Kesikwe, Sodmi Huloch, Hoche Baal Kesik, Bitrom Kudeshesi, Bitrom Kudeshesi. How is it that in Kolatekula, let's say, by Mechire, so who executes the Shtar Mechire? Who? The king or the Makne? The Makne executes the Shtar Mechire. And here, the Baal, who is the king, he's killing the Isho. The Isho is Makne herself in the Baal. So, how is it that here is different than in Arakioni? Where the Makne executes the Shtar, and here the King executes the Shtar. So, who is doing the kinyan? The Meicher. The Meicher. He executes the Shtar. Hochek Siv Kidika. He bowed to the Rachma. So you see there's a cost. You see there's a cost. Now the question is this. I mean, Chavzele Bamamu didn't know that. Everybody knows that there is a cause of Kiyikach, the Lord Kisikach.